Obedience in the workplace. Be humble and submit. From Scripture in Hebrews 13, verse 17, we hear, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you." Now, when you look at the behavior of Christians in the workplace, it is clear that many of us are not walking out God's word. We do not know what the word tells us to do, or we are simply choosing to be rebellious and disobedient. I confess that I struggled with the issue of obedience for decades. As I began to study God's instructions on this topic, I was shocked when the Holy Spirit revealed the startling truth and power of this stronghold in my life. I had spent 4 decades of my life as a prodigal son, living apart from God, His Word, and His ways. Looking back on my life, I was struck by the fact that every important mentor in my life had struggled with the same issue. They were all fiercely independent, prideful, rebellious. Without realizing it, I had copied and mimicked their behavior, never giving a second thought to the consequences of my actions. As a result, I forced the Lord to intervene, to produce a Damascus Road experience in my life, to get my attention. This was followed by years of intense pruning and purging, as I had to learn to surrender many areas of my life to the Lord. I praise God that by His grace I now find it easy to obey. I am eager to submit to God's word and His ways. I'm finally at a place where I obey willingly and joyfully to please the Lord. Child of God, ask God to show you any area of your life where you need to learn humility, submission, and obedience. God loves you, and if necessary, He will orchestrate a life-changing Damascus Road encounter in your life to get your attention. Don't force God's hand. Willingly obey and submit. You will be glad you did. Lord, thank you for this season of pruning and purging in my life. Holy Spirit, teach me about joyful and willing submission and obedience. Help me to be faithful in all I do and say. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.